Hey guys, it's me, Dawn Manson. I want to say in the first part of this podcast, I say that you can get the book from mansonbackporchtapes.com. I was very, very wrong. It is goodbyehelterskelter.com. And after the break in this segment, on the second part, I do explain where you can get this from at goodbyehelterskelter.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting me. Peace out, and I love you guys. Hi guys, it's me, Dawn Manson. I am back once again. It's been a while since I have been on, and I have purchased Lynette Fromm's, also known as Red Squeaky of the Manson family. I just want you to know, I don't own any type of copyright to the music in this background. On with the book. Her book is an amazing book. It captures a totally different side of the Manson girl's life. Squeaky was the one of the head girls that took care of Mr. George Spahn of the ranch. She tells her life in this book. She tells of how she met Manson and what she was doing when President Reagan died. Her point of view in this book takes you a totally different road, which is amazing because it's nothing like any of the other books I have read. Nothing is the same. It even talks about a few girls in the front of the book that no one ever mentions anywhere else in any other books. It is an amazing, amazing, amazing book. She wrote this herself. You can pick up a copy of it from George Stimison's website, the one that done the book Goodbye, Helter Skelter. Now, as of right now, she is not signing this book. She has no way about doing that since she's not living anywhere near California, where George is having the book shipped from. Now, you can purchase this book. I'm pretty sure you can get it from the mansonbackporchtapes.com. I will get the full link for you guys. But it is an amazing, amazing book. Now, it just came out. It is a fairly new book. You can get softback, soft cover, or hard. The hard cover has the dust jacket on it, and it has the same pictures on the hard cover, so it's not a blank cover underneath in case you take the dust jacket off to put up to preserve it. Now, there's no pictures that I have found on the inside of the binding yet. But the pictures on the outside are truly amazing and kind of go along with the adventures of her and Charlie that she explains so well and so in-depth in this book. I hope you guys can enjoy and maybe read this book for yourself and maybe give me some feedback on it. And maybe let's talk about reading the book live on here. And hopefully one day I can get some information from Red about this book, since she is the writer. And I will be back with some more on this book as I read the rest of the book. Thanks, guys. Peace out and have a lovely day. Hey, guys. It's me, Dawn Manson. I am back as I promised. To get a little more info on the book Reflections that was written by Lynette Fromm, aka Red, aka Squeaky, from the Manson family. And actually, you guys do know that it wasn't the family, it was called the Family Jams because of their band. And you can pick up this book at goodbyehelterskelter.com, which is George Stimison's webpage. Now, this book is totally, it has me brainwashed She has so much awesome information in this book. So much information that other books have left out because it's from her perspective and from her point of view only. As you all know, she was the one that tried to assassinate President Ford. For trying to cut down a tree. She was, however, released in 2009 from prison and had been completely rehabilitated. Now, she is trying to stay out of the eyes of the public as much as possible, as I'm sure this book is going to bring out the people who have seen her around. They're going to bring out the crazies, as it always does. Lena is a very, very, very private person. She very much still stood by Charlie up until the day, God rest his soul, he passed away. Now, Charlie was what you can call a genius. This man was everything that they had saw or wanted to see in themselves. He taught them how to love and how to be free. And she expresses this very well in this book. And as she expresses him, you'll see he was not the scary cult leader that the mass media has made him to be. He has not, or is not, should I say, the serial killer cult leader. At most, he should have only been in prison for conspiracy because of his knowing. But Charlie never let them bring him down or break him in prison. Most of us now these days, it would have already got us pulling that time. We couldn't have held together as much as this man did. But I would just like to ask everyone, if you are following the Manson family file, this case at all, and you want some truth, Lynette Fromm's book is 100% truth and first person. This will be great for your collection. It is, with shipping, $35. It will be on Amazon soon, but you can purchase it from goodbyehelterskelter.com right now. I suggest you get it while you can, while there is a first print. Everyone knows first print is always going to be worth more. And has more heart behind it. Not to say the words are changed, but we all know the work was put into the first book. So jump on down there to that. Once again, is goodbyehelterskelter.com. And shoot George Thomas an email. He might sign it for you, but Lynette cannot. I repeat, she cannot because she is not anywhere near the publishing company. So, George Thomason is handling all emails, etc. for her. Thanks, guys, for taking time to listen to me today. And please, leave me some feedback if you have purchased this book and tell me what you think. If you would like for me to make another podcast and come on here and read this book with you, I don't care one bit to do so. Let me know what you think. I always like info. Peace out, guys. I love you. And go get that book.